You have a sabotaging upline. I'm a bomb party representative. This is Behind the Fizz Biz with Serena, where we dive into all things bomb party or network marketing. Okay, this is a delicate topic, you guys, because it does involve, your upline. Your wagon is hitched to theirs. You guys are in this, right? It's a marriage, and it could be a very uncomfortable situation. And so I want to honor people who have gone through issues with their upline. We all have to, in some way, shape, or form. And if I'm going to be completely transparent and honest with you, I feel like a lot of reasons why network marketing companies get a bad rap is because of the people representing the brand. There just isn't enough support and training and hands-on on how to deal with things, as a team. And I think that plays a role in it. But we are going to go into some reasons why an upline might be sabotaging you and then how you can deal with it. But before I go into the textbook part of it, I do want to say that it's not always fun, you guys, because sometimes it could feel like you have a cl dark cloud over you. When you have a sabotaging upline, it could feel like you have a dark cloud that it follows you everywhere you go. You can't make one wrong move. They're always watching you. You're on eggshells. Like, am I going to do something wrong? It's very uncomfortable. You feel very vulnerable when you go live or when you conduct business. And that is no way to live, right? It's no way to live because ultimately, what that's saying is that if you step out of line, your upline is going to put you back in line. Okay. And that is control, right? And that's one of the reasons why a sabotaging upline might want to sabotage you is to not lose control, right? So, with that being said, we go into, well, what do we do? What do we do with that? Not all the time is it easy for me to say, be black and white and block your upline. Like, no contact. I understand that that's not the easiest thing. And ultimately, that's not the first thing that I would say. And it would be to try and communicate, right? Open the lines of communication on how you feel. And hopefully, you have an upline that can receive that message. Okay. If not, then I would go to their upline and maybe you can do a party, like a group chat or call on how to resolve the issues. If that still does not happen, then yes, unfortunately, you will have to go no contact. And what I recommend is that you communicate that with your upline and say, I'm going to start documenting things. Usually that will like have them step back. But I know that's not easy to do. Okay. It can weigh very much on your heart, especially if you're sensitive. But ultimately, you have to make a decision at some point, like what is best for me and my business? Because ultimately, that's what matters. Your upline is just there hanging in the mix. But ultimately, day in and day out, it's you and your business and your family and your team. Okay. So once you have decided to go no contact, we're going to not talk about that. Like, we're not going to spread it out there. We're not going to be drama about it. We're not going to continue to talk about it. Nobody has to know. You can just document it and keep on moving on with your business, working hard, and find a third party mentor. So maybe that their upline or your side, their upline to go to, or your sidelines. Find other support that is in alignment with you and who are there to see you win. Okay. But not all the time, you guys, do uplines even have an awareness that they're sabotaging. That might just be their way of life, right? But ultimately, it's good for you to know why they might be sabotaging. That way you can look at the situation and then move in a more healthy way. So some reasons might be jealousy and insecurity. That's like the number one, right? So once you get momentum and start building and confidence and everything like that, like your upline might be nervous that you're going to surpass them. I think all of these reasons really kind of boil back to insecurity and control, but we're going to go through them. So they might just be worried that you're going to surpass them, which is crazy to me because a teacher, right, wants you to graduate high school because it shows what a good teacher you were. Now, if that student goes to become a professor, then that's all the better, right? But not all the time is an upline going to be in that mindset, okay? Then another reason why scarcity mindset. There's only one person at the top. Like, I got to be at the top. I have to be above, which is any scarcity mindset is not healthy, especially in a team dynamic, because you really want your team to do well. Because if you do well, if your team does well, you do well. And so that's another reason why your upline might feel that way. fear of losing control. We talked about control, right? They want to control you. They want to set you back in your place because you're getting too independent and you might, you know, you might think you have a lot of power, which you should have. They should encourage that. So they might do things to, you know, knock you down a peg or two, which is still unfortunately not good at all. You might feel these things, but acting on them, that's where we have the choice on what to do. Okay. And then we have, I don't know if Bomb Party, I don't think this really relates, but it might in network marketing. Another company is compensation conflict. So if your downline starts to do better than you and outrank you, then maybe you don't financially benefit from them. And so then you might want to sabotage them, which is really crazy because that's not in the best interest of them, right? We definitely don't want to be doing that. So what can you do? Like I said, you can basically start documenting, go no contact, find a third party mentor that's in alignment with you and push through and focus on your business, your goals, and building your business. Okay. Now, I understand that some people are very much like, well, I don't want them to receive a dime of my money. And that's a valid thing, right? I've heard that before. Like, you make money off of me. And that's very true. But I want you to look at yourself and not your upline. I want you to look at what you've built and what you've cultivated. That might be so big that walking away can be very detrimental. And so if you can just eliminate that aspect, then and focus on your business and what you're doing, I think you'll have a better chance of moving forward. But if you cannot get past that part, right, if you are that much not in alignment with your upline making money off of you, then obviously walking away from your business might be that option. And you just have to weigh the pros and cons of that. Because here's the thing, you guys, you have to look at yourself as your own entity in this, right? Like, my upline doesn't make me or break me. My upline can make whatever she wants off of me. I really don't care because I'm focused here on what I'm making and what I'm doing with my team. And but there's things that she has contributed to me that are priceless, right? And so I take the good with the bad. All right. Cause there is always that, because you might leave the business, lose everything, have to rebuild, and maybe in a worse position, or maybe you're in a great position. It just really depends. And so you have to weigh out the pros and cons of that. And no one can really tell you what, except what you're in alignment and what feels good. Okay. So that's what I have to say on having a sabotaging upline. My heart goes out to anyone who has to deal with that or who has dealt with that. But I promise you, if you push through and you just focus on what's important, things become, those things that were happening become less and less of a disturbance in your life. So send you guys so much love and light. Take care.